One of the components that we consider when talking about the well-being of young children is health. Health, according to Lynn Moratz, is a state of physical, social, economic, emotional, cultural, and spiritual well-being. We have this broad perspective of health, and we really recognize it as a state that does encompass the physical, emotional, social, economic, cultural, and spiritual sides of the child. Each interactive component makes an equally important contribution to health and has an effect on the others. For example, if a child were to have a very stressful home environment, that may very well contribute to a child's frequent illnesses, stomach aches, or headaches. In turn, repeated illness could have a profound effect on the family's emotional, financial, social, and even physical stability and well-being. Our definition of health also recognizes that children and adults are active participants in multiple groups, including family, peers, their own neighborhood, their cultural groups, recreational groups, religious groups, their community as a larger group, and so on. There are many factors that influence a child's health. It's determined again by ongoing interactions. It's never just a one-sided thing when it comes to health. Health is determined by, again, interactions between an individual's genetic makeup, that means what you're born with, and then your everyday environmental factors. For example, baby's immediate and long-term health is affected by the mother's personal health, of course, and daily practices during pregnancy. Her diet, whether or not she avoided alcohol, tobacco, medications, or drugs. The quality of her routine prenatal care and any exposure the mother may have had to communicable illness. Mothers who ignore healthy practices during pregnancy are more likely to give birth to an infant who's born prematurely, who may have a lower birth rate or experience special needs. In contrast, a child who's born healthy grows up in a nurturing family, has a nutritious diet, lives in a safe immediate environment, and has opportunities for learning and recreation is much more likely to enjoy a healthy life later on down the road. Now, as we said, health is determined by interactions, not just environmental factors like the ones we talked about with the baby, but also heredity. Characteristics transmitted from biological parents to children at the time of conception determine all of the genetic traits of the new baby. Heredity sets the limits for growth, development, and health potential. And it explains in part why children in one family might be short, while those from another family are tall, or why some children have allergies or require glasses when others do not. According to Moratz, understanding how heredity influences health can be useful for predicting an inherited tendency or predisposition to certain health problems, including cancer, heart disease, diabetes, or even allergies. Environment is so important. Although heredity gives the baby the basic building blocks that predetermine the limits of one's health, the environment plays an equally as important role, as it encompasses the combination of physical, psychological, social, economic, and cultural factors that influence the way individuals perceive and respond to the world around them. In turn, these responses shape a person's behaviors and potential outcomes. According to Moratz, some examples of environmental factors that promote a healthy outcome include the nutritious diet, participating in daily physical activity, getting adequate rest at night, having access to proper medical and dental care, and reduced stress. Also, residing in a home and spending time in a child care facility during the day that is clean and safe, as well as having opportunities to form stable and healthy relationships. These are all factors that have an impact on the health of the child.